Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Got the full crew. I'm JP, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, Eric Bickle, and Jason Bishop. Hey, quick question before we get in the entertainment page. Sinner wins Wimbledon, right? And I saw in the trophy there's like a pineapple on the top. Why?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
I watched three sets of that match. I didn't see the ceremony.
I just saw somebody tweeted us. Yeah. And I thought it was a good question. Like, God, what is that all about?
I guess pineapple means swingers.
They upside down. They recognize the one seed of tropical fruits.
Pineapple.
It's not even close.
What else is in the running? When you say tropical?
Banana.
Mango.
Mango. Guava. Papaya.
All
destroyed by a pineapple.
I would say pineapple would be the one.
Pineapple laps all the tropical fruits.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
I think it's pretty good.
Does anybody have an answer, though?
Why the pineapple on the trophy? No, I don't know.
It just seemed odd.
No clue.
I was just bitter.
Bob Goo says there's no definitive reason for the exotic fruit featuring on the trophy. There are plenty of theories. One idea is that pineapples were a status symbol in the 19th century because they were mainly restricted to the upper classes.
Ooh, there okay. you go. I guess that could make sense.
That's one crazy theory. Okay. There's probably a million.
I was telling Jason during the break that my wife and I, we were kind of locked in. My daughter was doing some volleyball related stuff. We were just killing time. So we cozied up to a bar. Still, I'm 44 days, no drinking. Sat at a bar. I'm ordering. I will say this, Budweiser Zero, very good. Now, none of you guys are interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But if you ever decided, hey, you know what? I just want to detox the liver a little bit. I wouldn't mind a taste of it. Budweiser Zero, shockingly good.
I'll take that under consideration.
I was like, it blew me away how it just tasted like a beer. It was great. But we're watching the beginning of it, and Justin Gimelstob sitting in the royal box. Like,
fancy.
They're like literally the world's biggest people in
like
tennis.
Like him and Matthew McConaughey.
The royal box. Not just a box. The royal box. With the freaking royals. It's Justin. I'm like, how did this guy weasel? I'm like, where's Agassi? He's got to be there with Agassi. I didn't see Agassi. How did he get in?
He's got connections, man. He's dialed in.
How did he get in?
I don't know. I haven't talked to Justin Gimelstob in years. Yeah. Used to talk to him all the time.
We used to get him on the show.
Went to his house. Yeah. Went to his house in Santa Monica years ago.
Right, baller pad.
It was all right. It wasn't, I mean, it was expensive because of where it was.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't huge. Mm-hmm. But it was nice.
He would just get on just too much trouble. He was too unfiltered at that time.
Yeah, I think
he decided, you know, it's better to stay away from those guys.
Yeah, lay low.
Because we would get him to open up. Yeah. I mean, he told us hilarious things about Jennifer Capriati, Martina Hingis.
Yeah, he would tell us all, great
all
stuff.
All those dating stories. Yeah.
I think one of the first times he came on the show, he'd just gone to hedonism.
Right, he'd go to hedonism.
He was talking about hurting his back. He's a professional tennis player.
I think that happened.
He wasn't ranked in the top 10, but he was, you know, top probably 30.
He won a Grand Slam with Venus.
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he was a significant tennis player.
You see Venus is playing in the tournament?
I saw.
As a wild card?
Yeah.
Mark Iain pulled it off.
Mark Iain pulled it off.
It's a good pull.
When's that starting?
Soon.
Next week?
Yeah, it's soon.
Dude, Drabby,
I'm going to have to make it out there.
Drabby, I felt horrible for Anisimova. I felt horrible for
getting bageled.
Oh,
yeah, that's
you feel terrible.
I think her mom.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah, her mom flew in. Yep. She hadn't seen any of the matches. Flew in to see her daughter in the final get absolutely smoked. Yep. That was tough.
She was crying.
That's a rough one.
She couldn't stop crying with the post-match interview.
I mean, it's still a great accomplishment to make the women's final.
Oh, of course.
But
she won't have fond memories.
No, of course not.
When's the last time it was a love in the Wimbledon final? Probably has never happened.
I think it did happen. I think it happened like won, 83.
Yeah,
in 1983.
I think Martina. Oh, wow. No, I think Martina Navratilova bageled Andrea Jaeger.
Did she? Wow.
I think Jaeger was
a stud. She had her day.
Well, Martina waxed her.
Mm-hmm. So bad for that kid.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page, EB.
That's right. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get your butt over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you. I promise. You can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles on their website, BMWFairfax.com. When you get there, make sure you mention me, please. You'll be glad you did, and that'll help me out. All right. It's all about Superman, apparently, Cakes. It was up and away for James Gunn's Superman reboot, which finished number one at the box office, did $122 million, and I guess more importantly, you know, like at Wall Street, it beat expectations.
Superman from the planet what, EB? I'll give you a hint. It starts with a K.
I was going to say Krypton.
Krypton, yes. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, I mean, that's basic, right?
What did it do? How many?
It did $122 million. Now, the key is the expectation was 90, and it went way over that. So it did 122. I guess it knocked Jurassic World down to number two, which still did 40 million, pretty good. But it's all about Superman, and I guess this has been huge for DC Studios. Their Justice League in 2017 grossed $229 million domestically. Avengers Infinity War did $678 million domestically in 2018. This just adds to it. So,
you're going to go see it.
Unlikely. Yeah. I want to see
Impossible.
Mission Impossible. I'm waiting for Mission Impossible on the non-ghetto stream, you know, at my house.
That has to be coming to your living room soon.
Yeah, I just don't want, like, some Yugoslavian guy walking in front of the screen.
Yeah, that's probably not a great way to view it.
Some guy going to get popcorn.
Yeah.
So Superman, big deal. I think we're going to have Kevin on later, right?
He's going to join us at 9:45.
Yeah.
He's living in L.A. now.
So last night, we were driving back from New York.
How was that trip?
For me? It was fine.
Did you go through any storms? Because there were a lot of storms coming through the Northeast.
A little rain here and there. Nothing crazy. Just driving through the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm.
What was the worst stretch?
I mean, it's all pretty bad.
New York is just...
No, it's just like the upstate stuff. You mean in terms of traffic?
No, just the worst stretch of country roads
and like... You know, like two-lane highways that then turn into like one and one, well, I guess, right, you know, right, whatever. Right. And you just, you know, and I got nothing against it.
I grew up
from farms, but like farmland everywhere. And you just got to be careful. You can't, it's windy roads.
When you're coming back, do you take the Dell Memorial Bridge?
No.
Because a tractor trailer definitely drove off.
I saw that clip.
Dell Memorial.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah, it's trifling.
Terrifying.
That's terrifying.
What are these guys doing?
Bridge is so high.
That just happened on the Beltway here.
Yeah.
Near my house,
right.
What fell over, I think, on the exit for Connecticut Avenue.
I had to deal with that on Friday morning.
Yeah.
Guys just falling asleep.
We were racing
home. Tractor
trailer
driver just falling asleep.
I was racing home because I wanted to be home by 10, you know, so you could try to get a reasonable amount of sleep. My daughter was racing home because she wanted to go to her Love Island party. It was the season 7 finale last night. Yanks.
I know nothing about Love Island. Way out of this.
Oh, yeah. You don't have a file on
nothing about Kevin Love Island.
Yeah. A lot of young girls watching it.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
They have like Love Island watch parties.
Okay.
It's wild.
Hey, I saw on Chuck Lee's story at Hyde, they're doing watch parties there, Love Island watch parties.
Oh, really?
And he did like
little pan.
Yeah, pan.
The crowd.
A billion chicks are in there watching.
Right? Really? Marketing opportunity.
Unbelievable.
Mike Marr should go.
He should.
Yeah, definitely should go.
Why is Mike Marr
It's a great
not there?
Idea.
He's in Charlotte.
Yeah, well, he missed out.
He missed out
because it was building a ton of momentum. I know my daughters were all in on it. All the volleyball girls, the young girls, they're all in on it.
I know. Well, when I saw like they were doing it, I was like,
"Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant."
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Oh man, he must really need business. And then all of a sudden I saw the video of it. I was stunned. Yeah. Stunned.
He's a smart businessman.
Stunned if he had doing. The Major League Baseball draft on. Been done.
Yeah. MLB draft watch party.
It would have been a bunch of the caller from 2 seconds ago hanging out.
Is it supposed to be a sports bar?
Yeah.
I think
it's whatever brings
it's
business.
It's
bar.
A money making bar is the bar that it is.
Right. In fact, there's gonna be a reunion show already, and shocker, Andy Cohen is gonna be one of the hosts. Of
who
the
won?
Reunion
who
show.
Won? Does somebody
Amaya
win?
Amaya and Brian. Apparently, I can listen. I know nothing about it other than my daughters watch it, and they joke about it all day long, and they quote girls from it all day. I just heard them saying that they knew Amaya was going to win. Mm. I don't know why. I don't even know how it works. I think it was a revelation to me, but my daughters are even voting. So they were, you know, like you could watch American Idol, you could vote. They're literally watching Love Island and then all voting.
Huh.
I wonder if that costs me money. Does that cost me money when they're
I think
voting?
You're going to be okay.
Or is that an 800 number?
I don't know if it's an 800 number, but I think you're probably skating
probably,
on paying.
Probably go broke with that one too. Yeah. But anyway.
Get $100,000 cash.
$100,000 cash. They're going to have a reunion show with Andy Cohen. And I guess I said, well, what's next? What are you guys going to do next? And apparently there's another show coming on with a similar vibe that's going to be starting in like a week or two that I assume that all the young girls will be watching. I guess it's like Big Brother, right? But it's like dating, right? I think that's kind of what
I don't know. My daughters love it too.
Yeah. I thought this was interesting only because when you think of Brody Jenner, what do you think of when you think
Brody Jenner?
Brody Jenner. I know you'll think about him often, but you know, he did some stuff. I remember Brett said what a cool guy he was.
Yeah.
He DJed one of his parties. Probably, really nice dude.
Probably just think of how many hot chicks he slayed over the years.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I would think too, right? Yeah. And then I see Brody Jenner gets married and I go, whoa,
right?
What's going on here? Makes sense. This makes sense to me. Brody Jenner, of all people who slayed so many, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's marrying a pro surfer.
Okay.
Right?
That makes tracks.
Sense.
Yeah,
right?
Tracks.
Doesn't that
yeah.
track? If sure. you're going to marry anybody, you're probably going to marry a pro surfer.
Makes sense.
He's marrying Tia Blanco in an intimate Malibu ceremony.
Tia Blanco.
Tia Blanco.
Tia Blanco. What's Tia? Who is she?
Pro surfer. That's all
surfer?
I know.
Surfer? Okay.
Yeah. All right. So there's obviously a bit going on here. I don't think they've quite noodled this yet, but Britney Spears announced that she's adopted a baby girl, but no one kind of can figure out what kind of bit she's doing. Because do you think at this point in her life, with her history, that Britney Spears has truly adopted a baby girl? I mean, do you believe that?
Well, she shouldn't.
Let's
right.
hope she did.
I mean, do you believe that there'd be...
I mean, she's a psychotic person.
There's no way an adoption...
She's dancing around the videos with knives and stuff. Yeah. You think they're... With
there's
all
no
the
way an adoption agency would allow
exactly.
that.
That's my point.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Probably. So... They think that she's maybe, and she's been alluding to this in recent posts that she's made, and there's like been a baby carriage. They're saying, I guess, there's a thing now that they're like these hyper-realistic baby dolls.
Okay.
They believe the infant in the little baby carriage is a reborn doll. A hyper-realistic doll.
I can't believe that's a story.
That helps people. Dude, she went on her social media.
I know. I just
she
can't
said,
believe it's a story.
Yeah,
well,
a baby.
Believe it.
I know. You don't think that's I don't think that's newsworthy. She's going.
She's
on
a freaking loser. Oh my god!
I mean, it's not confirmed yeah. that it's a hyper realistic.
No, I would believe
doll,
the story.
But that kind of makes sense, right, Cakes?
I guess.
Well, what do you think, Valdez?
She's truly psychotic if she like is tending to this realistic doll as if it's a real person.
Right.
It's like she has a Tamagotchi from back
exactly.
in the day.
Exactly.
She says,
what is she doing?
I thought of she too. Says, I've decided I'm going to adopt a baby girl. I'm actually serious.
Yes. But there hasn't really been any real video or pictures
hey, it's
of
Brett. Let her live
baby.
Her life.
Yeah, like she's taking that thing everywhere, pushing it in a stroller. Yeah.
Right. But there is a baby carriage in the background yeah. of her dancing videos. So who knows what's going on with this poor girl.
Oh,
so
the dancing videos are back?
I guess.
Because she hadn't been posting.
Yeah, who knows? Speaking
does
of
she
weddings.
Live, does she live on her own or is she still living with?
I think she lives on her own.
Doesn't she have like a handler that was living with her? Caretaker?
No. I don't know
she
her day-to-day.
She has something, but I think she has free reign of her finances and everything now.
Oh, she does?
She's been liberated from all that.
Because the meds are helping.
They're saying Christian McCaffrey and Olivia Culpo just welcomed their first child. And I think I saw over the weekend, I'm sure you guys saw that too, somebody alluded to the fact that they say Christian McCaffrey looks unbelievable.
I've heard that, yeah.
In workouts and everything. We saw the viral picture of he and Luke. And who was mm-hmm. the third guy that was in there? It was another guy.
Is it Bijan Robinson?
Might have been. They look all jacked.
Jacked.
Post-workout.
I honestly don't pump. Care about his baby. I just care about where I'm going to pick him in the fantasy draft starting
right.
next month.
Right.
That's all I care about.
Well,
right.
he
it's
won't
all
be,
I could care
he
about.
He won't be 1-1 like he was the last couple of years, but
he might be like a second or third rounder.
Really? Third round?
We'll see. We'll sure see how that. Things shake out.
I was going to say late first to second.
Yeah.
Valdez, did you watch a lot of the American Century? They say Jimmy Rollins, I guess, had a hole in one. He
yeah,
won
so
a boat.
Yep.
And there's so much shtick in that thing now. It's almost annoying. They got to show everybody shooting the basket,
right,
throwing the football,
balls.
The guys on the boat.
You're a golf purist, DB. You don't need
too much,
all this.
Someone,
too
threw
much shtick.
Someone threw a ball to George Kittle and it basically hit him in the head.
Yeah.
Because he was signing another ball.
I do notice, and I do, I guess I am impressed, that Barkley looks like he's gotten rid of his hitch.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
like the Barkley,
I think he got rid
he
of that a few
for
years
Eagle.
Ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
and his swing looked remarkably smooth.
It looks remarkably smooth. Which
good for him.
Which, of course, he's a smooth athlete.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, he had
but
a mental block.
It took him years.
A mental slash physical block.
He worked with Hank Haney, and even Hank Haney couldn't fix it.
Right.
You know what I mean? One of the greatest swing coaches,
sure.
most renowned swing coaches of all time. But somehow, Barkley fixed it. And he did hold
I had
out.
No idea who Taylor Twellman was. Did
soccer
you,
guy.
Did you know what college he went to?
Maryland.
Is he a Terp?
He a Terp?
He a Terp?
He a Terp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
I had no idea that guy
You're
was.
You're not locked in on the soccer world.
No, he was balling. But all the other guys are always the same names at the top.
But I saw that Annika was in the mix. Did she still finish in the top 4 or 5?
8th.
Oh, she finished 8th? Yeah. So who ended up winning it then?
Pavelski.
Oh.
He's a baller.
Some of those guys have unbelievable swings.
Yeah, he's really
I think
good.
He was one of them. He's a really
hockey
smooth.
Player.
Jake really Owen good. Has a really good swing.
Yeah. And last but not least, some of these accusations against Kanye are just unbelievable. Now, you never know. They're accusations. We'll have to see how it plays out. But an ex-assistant who worked with Kanye or for Kanye from 2021 to 2023 has filed an amended complaint against him in her lawsuit that she had already previously filed. She now accuses Kanye of sexual assault, battery, stalking, sexual battery, sex trafficking, false imprisonment, and more.
He's the new Diddy.
He could be.
They it moved looks, on from one rapper to the next.
It almost looks worse than Diddy. I mean, it looks really bad.
Coming up next, Chris Russell will join us, our colleague from the Team 980 here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.